No mercy.
You're now in tune to Convos with Mr. Cooper.
All right. Welcome to Convos. I'm Mr. Cooper. Thank you for joining. Thank you for coming in, you know, pulling up to the party. Man, you know, what you're doing is you're consistently showing me every week that you really fuck with the kid. Yep. And I appreciate that. I appreciate each and every one of my listeners from across all platforms. I appreciate each and every one of you that comes in and watches every video. You know, even if you go back and you want to catch the visuals, trust me, I appreciate it. I appreciate you. Thank y'all for sticking with me, listening, and hopefully applying everything that I have to say. Man, what I want to discuss today, and please just bear with me. Life. Life be life. But what I wanted to discuss today was the ability to grow and evolve. Having the ability to grow and evolve, if you're that type of person, is a wonderful thing. We all grow. It's inevitable, right? Start off as an embryo. You know, you get big in your mother's in the womb. You come out a nice, healthy baby, some healthy, some preemies, you know, but you're still born. Right. Grow into a toddler. Right. Grow into a young a little kid. You know, you pass the toddler stage all the way up until you're a teenager. Right. You become a young adult, right? Then you become a full grown adult. And hopefully, if we're lucky, we grow into our old age. Everything that I just described is considered evolution, right? It's not the direct definition of it, you know, but it was a description. So growing is inevitable. It has to happen. The one thing we have to keep in mind is you can't be scared to grow. Yeah. In growing, you can't be fearful of where you're headed. In life, people expect you to stay the same and not grow. People expect you to be the same person that they met years ago or that they've known years ago. People want you to stay the same way because they don't want to grow. Yeah. But you have to do what's best for you. And growth is a huge part of it. And it's growth in your personal life. It's growth in your professional life. It's growth in your relationships. Marriages. It's growth in there. You can't be scared to grow. You have to make room for growth. Like I mentioned before, change. Change is inevitable. Nothing stays the same. No matter how hard you try, you have to be willing to change. You ever heard that expression, changing with the times? It's a true statement. It's a true phrase. The times are always changing. Yeah. Change is inevitable. And it's something that needs to happen for everyone to grow. That could be changing your surroundings, changing your atmosphere, changing the people you hang around, changing your company. It could be changing careers. It could be changing the way you view or have viewed the world. But change is inevitable. What you want to make sure is that you make the right change that's going to benefit your life. Hell, if I'd have stayed the same years ago, who knows where I'd be? If I had the same mindset as I did years ago, we wouldn't be here talking. There would be no convos if I didn't actively change. And if I wasn't willing to grow. Yeah. Another way, especially finding out that, you know, everything has to change, is that circle of yours and that circle of ours. Yeah. Hey, we got to change our circle. I'm telling you. It's important. I mean, you could do a deep dive. Look at who you hang around. Count them out on your hand. Count out the five people that you hang around and that have been a part of your life on a consistent basis. Now take some inventory. Have you grown with those people a part of your life? And have you also helped them to elevate being a part of their life? If not, I suggest, or I would suggest that maybe you're outgrowing that circle, or maybe that circle is outgrowing you. First I let my wheel spin, then I let my screen fall, then I let my trunk be, then I let my trunk be. First I let my wheel spin, then I let my screen fall, then I let my trunk be, then I let my trunk be. First I let my wheel spin. I'll give an example. Most people, they covet money. Oh man, it's the end all be all, right? And so there's so many people that dream of being a millionaire. Oh man, I want millions of dollars. And that's the mindset. That's been the American dream. That's been the mindset for the longest. This is what I want. What have you done to get there? What have you changed to try to accumulate that? Like, if you're still hanging around the same people and none of you are on that road to get to where you want to be, who's helping who? Or who's hindering who? What What about those friends or that circle that looks to you for guidance, right? What if you've exhausted all possibilities of being able to be of assistance to those friends or those within your circle? Wouldn't you think it would be better to remove yourself and work on yourself, better yourself? Could it be that you may just find the right circle . Could it be that you may just grow and evolve by removing yourself? Quite possibly. You won't know until you put your first foot forward. Listen, there is a group, a professional wrestling group. These guys, this faction was one of the dopest factions within the WWE coming up. They were called Evolution. Yes, Evolution. You remember 16-time world champion Ric Flair. Up and comer. He was the muscle at the time. Big Batista. Dave Batista. You had the one that had the most talent in his pinky. That was Batista's words. The Viper, multi-time world champion, soon to be Hall of Famer, Randy Orton. Mm-hmm. And then you had the Cerebral Assassin. Yep. The Game. The COO, the man that runs everything now, Triple H. They were called Evolution. Evolution was a dominant faction within the professional wrestling world. But their thought process with Evolution was the evolution of the business, the evolution of the performer. With Ric Flair being, excuse me, a member of one of the greatest factions in all of professional wrestling, the Four Horsemen. So if you look at Evolution was the evolution to what the Four Horsemen was. You see Ric Flair? Do you see what Ric Flair evolved into when you look at a Triple H? These are stories within a story within a story. This is professional wrestling. I'll talk more wrestling on the show soon. But that was an analogy. Basically, Evolution started and came about, and you saw it on screen as the evolution of what a former prominent faction used to be. This is what has evolved to all of the talent rolled up into one, and then having Ric Flair as that guidance of, I've done it, I've been here before. So I use that as an example. All my wrestlers will get it. All my wrestling fans will get it. But it should be simple for all of you. Evolution is necessary. Evolution, and I used this word earlier, is inevitable. If you refuse to evolve, that means you choose not to grow. That's a choice. Evolution comes right with that. I did a deep dive within myself. where I needed to know if I was doing the right thing, right? If I was doing everything to point myself into the right direction of where my destiny lies. I had to do a deep dive into the person, the man I want to be. And when I did that, I had the harsh truth of knowing that I was going to have to drop some people, that I was going to have to seclude myself. I was going to have to go into hibernation, if you will. I would have to shut myself off from the outside world. I would have to buckle down and do what's best for me. And if I wanted to grow, I would have to immerse myself in teachings and ways to grow into the person that I want to be. Nobody else could do that for me. Nobody. What's good, world? This is the one and only Mr. Cooper. And this episode of Convos with Mr. Cooper was brought to you by Signature Series Network, Blaze It Up Radio. Everything that I've done, I've literally done it my way. Because I chose to separate myself. I chose to grow. I chose to evolve. And I have to say, I love the man that I've become. I can proudly say, I love the father that I've become. I love the businessman that I've become. I did it my way. I didn't let anybody tell me or anybody control how it was going to get done. I did what was necessary for me, was necessary for my family. I had to grow. I had to evolve. Not just for them, but for me. So I hope, and my hope is that you take what was said today. Hell, you take what I've said in previous episodes, and if it applies to you, do that shit. Don't be scared to grow. Don't be scared to outgrow the people who you are currently around. Don't let their fear of your growth and your evolution stunt yours. Yeah, I like that, Rich. I like that one. Yeah, don't let them do it. Don't let the fears of other people stop you from getting to your destination. Continue to grow. Continue to learn more about yourself. Continue to learn more about the person that you want to become. Continue to open your mind and grow. And through that growth, I promise you, you will evolve into the person that you want to be. You will evolve into the person that you're destined to be. Yeah. we just hit a great mark in the show. I was told that I shouldn't do just 17 minutes. I was told that you guys don't care about that. Well, my words to that is screw that. If I got 10 good minutes, y'all gonna get it. If I got 15 good minutes, y'all gonna get it. If I choose to talk more than that, you'll get that too. But guess what? You'll still be able to digest it. Yeah. It'll still sit with you. You know why? Because you're able to come back and see this face. Yeah. Not going anywhere. I'm going to continue to evolve. I'm going to continue to grow. And as long as I know that I can do that, I know that within myself, I know without a shadow of a doubt that you could do the same. It's inevitable. Just apply it. You'll thank me later. Be sure to follow me on Twitter, where I talk my shit, at The Real Mr. Cooper. Subscribe to the most prestigious network in the land. That is the Signature Series Network. Also, make sure you call and request Unmatched Vibes anywhere you listen on the radio. Also, you can add it to your playlist on Pandora. Just look me up, Mr. Cooper and Drumming Skills, Unmatched Vibes. It is a vibe. Also, see, I got a lot. Make sure you go and subscribe at House of Kush, you know, to hit the newsletter so you'll be updated on all things House of Kush. That is houseofkush.co. Again, thank y'all for joining me. Thank y'all for taking the time. I appreciate y'all. And as always, this is Convos. I'm Mr. Cooper. No mercy. No mercy.